Father, we bless you this day. We exalt you, for you are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace, O Lord. We honor you. We worship you, for you are the Lord, and that is your name. Your glory, you will never share with any graven image. We bless you, Lord. We honor you. We exalt you. We lift you high, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised and adored. Glory, honor, adoration unto your name. Thank you for your love upon us, O Lord. We worship you. You are kind unto us, O Lord. We lift you up higher. Glory be to your holy name. You are worthy to be praised, O Lord. Thank you, Father. We worship you. We exalt you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Father, especially we thank you for yesterday, for the program of yesterday, how you, the Lord, you took control. We worship you. Thank you. All glory is returned unto you, Father. We worship you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are worthy to be praised. And Lord Jesus, we are before you today. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Monday, the 20th of July, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy upon your life. Honor him for his good, his kind, and his mercy endures forevermore. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and declare upon your new week that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the mercy of the Lord, his grace is upon me. His mercy is upon me. In the name of Jesus, I speak blessing into my day. I declare that the Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I declare over this week, oh, I redeem you with the blood of Jesus. I declare over my week, in the name of Jesus, I have dominion over you. In the name of Jesus, oh, I call forth the favor of the Lord over every day that is in this week. In the name of Jesus, this week I arise in power and do exploit by the strength of the Holy Spirit that is released upon me. In the name of Jesus, this week I receive and I enjoy angelic assistance. In the name of Jesus, oh, this week I break into divine flow of God's favor and God's goodness. In the name of Jesus, oh, my fears and worry, I lay it upon the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I call forth the blessings of the Lord upon my day, upon my week. In the name of Jesus, I speak to every closed door that is in this week, every closed door of opportunity, closed doors of blessing, closed door of breakthrough that is meant for me in this week. I speak to you in the name of Jesus that you open. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every appearance of delay across my way this week. In the name of Jesus, I set the fire of Holy Ghost upon every demonic traffic that is gathering together in my week. In the name of Jesus, I silence every voice that tried to raise itself against the voice of the Lord. Every thought that raised itself against the knowledge of the Lord over my life, I silence you. I silence you. I bring you into judgment. In the name of Jesus, oh, I call forth favor upon my life. I call the favor of God to align with my new week. The favor of God align with my Monday, my Tuesday, my Wednesday, my Thursday, my Friday, my Saturday, and my Sunday. The favor of God align with the days of my life. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every appointment with failure, every appointment with frustration. I cancel you in the name of Jesus. Any demonic embargo that is laid on this week, you are cleared off by the blood of Jesus. Oh, I release the fire of Holy Ghost against any evil altar that is raised to stand against me this week. In the name of Jesus, I stand upon the word of God. I affirm the finished work of Christ over me. I walk in divine boldness and I refuse to be defeated by the works of the enemy. in the name of Jesus. I speak life into my week. I speak grace into my week. I declare that lines are falling onto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the word of the Lord becomes a final authority over my new week. In the name of Jesus, the voice of the Lord becomes a command over my week. I stand upon the word of the Lord. I take possession of this week. By the word of the Lord, I call forth divine intervention of multiple favor, divine intervention of the goodness of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I call forth divine intervention into every impossibility that is in this week. In the name of Jesus, I declare today, I am not limited by what surrounds me. I excel by the word of the Lord. The Lord anoints my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely, the goodness and the mercy of the Lord, the favor of the Lord is upon me. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Beloved, we want to appreciate the name of the Lord for the program we had yesterday. It was a wonderful time in the presence of God. It was truly a feast of mercy, a feast of rejoicing. We call upon the Lord, we rejoiced before Him, and the Lord has released His mercy upon us. It was a wonderful time in the presence of God. The blessings of the Lord that you have received remain upon you in the name of Jesus. If by any chance you were not able to come and you missed any part of it, it's right there online on our YouTube, and it's going to be on the Facebook page. At least I think it's going to be there for 30 days before they bring it down. It's going to be there. You can check our YouTube, you can check Facebook. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Today is Monday, but before I put the blessings of the Lord upon your life, July edition time of refreshing is going to come up on the 30th. That is next week, Thursday, by the grace of God, at the same venue, Oluwadamilare Garden, beside National Open University. That is behind Tafu Arena, Songwelele Road, at Ijokudo Junction, Ibadan here. The program is going to start by 12 noon by the grace of God. It's going to be a wonderful time in the presence of the Lord. The theme for the program is hope, purpose, and future. I want to invite you to come and receive the blessings of the Lord. Come and listen to the word of the Lord. Come and receive access to the purpose and the future that the Lord has designed for you. The program is on the, once again, the program is on the 30th. That is last Thursday of this month, next week Thursday, last week Thursday of this month, by the grace of God. The program is going to start by 12. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. So let me put the blessings of the Lord upon you as you go into this week. Remember, our anchor scripture is from the book of Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11. For I know the thought that I think towards you, seeth the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, and not of evil, to give you an expected end. I put the blessings of the Lord upon you as you go this week. I declare that you will not move out of the presence of the Lord. You will not move out of the counsel of the Lord for your life this week. In the name of Jesus, every demonic embargo on your week, on your life, is lifted off. In the name of Jesus, demonic embargo on your work, on your business, on your ministry, whatever it is that you lay your hand upon, the demonic embargo is removed, is lifted, is broken off by the blood of Jesus. Oh, I release the fire of Holy Ghost against every evil altar that is raised into this week to stand against your life. The fire of Holy Ghost, destroy them in the name of Jesus. This week, you walk in divine strength in the name of Jesus. Your head will not be bowed down in sorrow, fear, and in defeat in the name of Jesus. For the Lord has spoken concerning you in the book of Psalm 3 verse 3. But you, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of my head. As you go into this week, the Lord becomes your shield, it becomes your glory, and it becomes the lifter up of your head in the name of Jesus. The Lord is your glory, He is your shield, and is the lifter up of your head above the struggles of life in the name of Jesus. Oh, you will not be defined by the struggles that surrounds you. You will not be called by the struggles that surrounds you. You will be called after the mercy of God. The mercy of God becomes your identity in the name of Jesus. Your hard labor is replaced with favor and the goodness of God's mercy. In the name of Jesus, the mercy of the Lord becomes your new description, becomes your new identity. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. I release the host of heaven to clear off every demonic traffic in your week. In the name of Jesus, every demonic traffic that brings delay, that wastes the time of life, they are cleared off your way this week. In the name of Jesus, your blessing will not be delayed. Your time will not be wasted. In the name of Jesus, your life becomes the manifestation of divine arrangement of God's mercy. I declare over your life that your life becomes the manifestation of the divine arrangement of God's mercy. In the name of Jesus, this week, I release the provision of God that comes with mercy upon your life. In the name of Jesus, I speak the mercy of God upon you. I minister the mercy of the Lord upon your life, upon your family this morning. The mercy of God puts you in the agenda of men, in the agenda of your benefactor. In the name of Jesus, by the mercy of the Lord upon you, men will open up their treasures unto you. By the mercy of the Lord upon you, the Spirit of the Lord will lead you to riches that is hidden in secret places. In the name of Jesus, the mercy of the Lord is bringing you into opportunity that is fully open unto you. In the name of Jesus, the mercy of the Lord is bringing you to the point of grace and the point of rejoicing. In the name of Jesus, this week you will enjoy strange manifestations of God's mercy. It's going to be strange to you because you have never experienced it before. You will enjoy the manifestation of the mercy of the Lord in strange dimensions, in a dimension that you have never experienced before. In the name of Jesus, the mercy of the Lord speak for you. The mercy of the Lord stands on your behalf. Anywhere your name is called, the mercy of the Lord answer for you. Anywhere your name appears, the mercy of the Lord speak for you. In the name of Jesus, today, this week, you walk on the side of God's mercy. In the name of Jesus, you move to the side of God's mercy. Your life operates in the higher laws of life, and that is in the law of mercy. The mercy of God becomes your covering. In the name of Jesus, the mercy of the Lord becomes your definition. You are not defined by your struggles. You are not defined by your labor. You are not defined by your hardship. You are not defined by the difficulties in your bloodline. You are not defined by the failure that is in your life. You are not defined by the evils that is in your lineage. But the mercy of the Lord becomes your definition. Oh, you, because you operate in the higher laws of mercy, higher law of life, which is the mercy of the Lord. The mercy of the Lord speak for you at all time in the name of Jesus. Oh, dearly beloved, as you go this week, I introduce you into a new dimension of God's mercy. Strange favors becomes your reality. The goodness of the Lord becomes your reality. You begin to live at the pleasure of the finished work of Christ in the name of Jesus. Therefore, every cycle of defeat around you, every cycle of defeat that is in operation in your bloodline is cancelled by the blood of Jesus. The cycle of defeat that is in operation in your bloodline is broken in the name of Jesus. As for you, you are seated with the Lord Jesus Christ in the heavenly places. The hand of the Lord is upon you. The blessings of the Lord becomes your everyday experience this week in the name of Jesus. It is done in the name of Jesus. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace all around. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Wow, that is wonderful. You go this week, you enjoy the favor of the Lord, you enjoy the mercy of the Lord. Because you feast at the table of the King, you feast at the table of his mercy. The mercy of the Lord becomes your experience this week in Jesus' name. Remember that the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.